No, I think we're dealing with symptoms here, not the root causes. And I think the main issue with the situation in Wales is antisocial behaviour. And I think it boils down to young people who have, as you say, a lot of time on their hands, but also who haven't learned social etiquette, social skills to interact with other people in a way that's productive and safe and enables everybody to have fun. And I think by just saying, don't do it here, you're just moving the problem on and not solving the actual, what's at the heart of it.
So, what is the answer then?
I think we need better discussions between young people and police about what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. Instead of telling people off, actually establish a culture of how, a sense of ownership for the young people, for the city centre, so they don't want to ruin it. A sense of the kind of fun, the kind of feeling they want to have in the city centre places, and enable them to be a part of the solution, not just the problem.
Does it really cut any ice with them saying, well, look at your community and try and respect it?
Yeah, young people want to belong. They want to have a sense of belonging. And if you say to them, look, this is your area, and if other young people come into your area and think it's not that good, what do you think about that? They've got really sort of, strong protective things to say about that. They want their area to be seen as a good place to live in, a good place to hang out, and so they'll do whatever it takes to improve it. I think sometimes sort of attacking them makes them very defensive and removes the whole discussion from the actual problem of, do you feel like you belong in this place? Do you have a sense of you're accepted here? And the other, key issue which we haven't talked about is alcohol. I mean, alcohol misuse amongst teenagers, and if that's not dealt with, when they're drunk and their inhibitions, there's no holding back what they can do without any guidance. So I think we need to tackle the issue of easy access to alcohol. We need to tackle the issue of social etiquette and enabling young people to interact safely and productively with others, and then giving them a sense of ownership.
I take your point, but ultimately we're not going to cure this alcohol problem, are we?
No, I mean, the alcohol issue is a big one to tackle, but I think the type of education that's going out is not really clarifying to the young people more than the biological consequences, what actual effect it's having on them as people in terms of, like I said, their development and their interaction with others. You can't say to the young people on one end, alcohol is bad and makes you misbehave, when you allow adults to go through the same experience, get drunk and cause trouble. It's not really something that we can tell the young people off for when we as adults are also doing it.
Finally, do you think there is ever a case to be made for a curfew or never?
I think never, because it's a fundamental right to have freedom to go where you like. And I think removing that right from young people doesn't solve the problem.